Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Carrie, welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Columbus, Ohio, with my husband, and we have a bunch of dogs. So I have a bunch of fur babies that I'm obsessed with. I have a newborn at home. So things have been a little bit crazy recently, but yeah, I have my first book, Wedding Ringer, coming out November 9th.
That's amazing. It's a big year.
It's a very big year. Yeah, it's a big year. Lots of exciting things happening. So no sleep, but lots of excitement. So I'll take it.
Yep, I can imagine. So let's chat about The Wedding Ringer. Tell us a little bit of pitch.
Yeah, so The Wedding Ringer is a woman's fiction novel with romantic comedy elements. It's about a woman named Willa Callister, who is a previously successful blogger whose life kind of went to shambles when she found her fiance and her best friend in bed together. So now all she wants to do is kind of save up enough money to leave her town and start a new life fresh, someplace new, where nobody knows her, knows what happened to her, but she's totally broke. So one day she goes to a coffee shop and meets a woman named Maisie. Maisie needs a bridesmaid for her upcoming wedding and asks Willa to be in her bridal party. She says she'll pay her to do it. Willa wants nothing to do with weddings or Maisie, actually, but she wants the money because she wants to leave town. So she agrees to do it and kind of gets thrusted into Maisie's world, where she quickly realizes that there's a friendship sort of starts to develop between her and Maisie, which she doesn't expect, and she also starts a flirtation with the best man. But however, soon, like a secret from Maisie's past threatens to derail everything, and Willa's forced to decide if friendship and romance are worth sticking around for.
That's a big question.
It's a big question. It sure is.
So what was the process like? What was the source of inspiration? Like, what led you to get that seed of an idea?
Yeah, so when I started writing the book, I think it was shortly after I turned 30. And so I was at a point in my life where it seemed like every other weekend in the summer and in the fall of wedding season, I had a friend getting, or a family member, somebody getting married. So I was going to all these weddings. So weddings were on my mind for sure. And I was at a friend's wedding, and a woman who was sitting at my reception table made a remark about how if she ever got married, she wouldn't know how to pick her bridal party because she didn't want to offend any friends she didn't select. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And I thought, well, what if somebody had the opposite problem? If like they wanted to have a bridal party, but maybe didn't have enough friends or family to fill it. Mm-hmm. And so then I started thinking, like, what would they do? And I was like, I wonder if that's like something that people do as like a job. Mm-hmm. So I Googled professional bridesmaid and found out that it indeed is. And mm-hmm. I thought that was so kind of a really interesting concept. So I started playing with that idea. And then I was really interested in framing a book around the concept of like female friendship. Mm-hmm. And so I had the character of Maisie with the bride, and I thought, well, what would be kind of an interesting contrast? And what about somebody who's completely down on her luck, or her world's just been turned upside down? And I thought that would kind of be like a fun thing to write about. With weddings are like about love, and they also have like drama, so I thought this would be like a cool, fun backdrop for a novel. Mm-hmm. And that started. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, because I think it's like it's more than just a rom-com. It deals with like some elements with it, but the female friendship is like a big part of it. Like, even having someone who's like, I don't have that many female friends, and so I need to hire someone to be that bridesmaid, to be right. That in that relationship evolving over time, you know, like that gives you like, even thinking about that, because making friends as an adult, and I just had this conversation with someone, it's hard. It's not easy, you know. Like, I just moved, and I'm like, I was sorry. I was like, yeah, I haven't met any friends here. Like, I moved like 2 months ago. So, but okay. It's still like, it's like, okay, going through the process of getting to know each other, going to awkward days, like, is it the right fit? Is it not the right fit? Do we have the same values? Do we don't? Like, you know, yeah. It's just like dating.
It is just like dating. It's really challenging because you think like when you're young, like you're in school or something like that, you have kind of ready-made friends in your classmates. Mm-hmm. Like you have around you all the time. And then when you're an adult and you either maybe start a new job or you move or, you know, something like that, it's like you don't have that ready-made environment for friendship. So you have to really make an effort, and it can be really hard and really isolating and really nerve-wracking, like to try and make friends, because you might meet someone that you feel like, oh, we could be friends, and then you're like, okay, should I ask them to get coffee? And it feels like asking them on a date, which you're not, but it has a very similar vibe and kind of a very similar hope to it. So yeah,
very challenging. I agree with that. Yeah, I ended up moving, so I live in New York for 14 years, and I moved right before the pandemic, like 2 weeks before that, to Chicago. And I was like, I went to happy hour and I met some friends that way. And then I just like skipped over, pandemic happened. I couldn't see anyone. So I spent a year and a half in isolation, and I work remote with my old job in New York. So I don't go to an office. I just work with my New York friends. So I ended up having to move again, like in the middle of pandemic, to Florida. Wow. So I'm like, and I was just thinking, I was like, so when am I gonna meet new people? Like, I need to get a car, so that's like the next step. But it's like, you know, the whole process of finding community is so daunting, you know.
Yeah, it's like, when am I gonna do this, and how, when we're like still kind of, you know, in the midst of a pandemic? That's like, yeah, it's challenging enough as an adult, and throw in like a global pandemic, and that becomes really, really difficult. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, but sometimes it's like the older, you know, you get, you go through these changes in life where you need friends more than ever. You know, you need that, yeah, support, especially during a pandemic. And then when it's really hard to make friends, it's difficult. It's really hard.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah. So yeah. Thank you for my therapy session. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I feel that too, because I've moved around a lot, and I also made like career changes where, mm-hmm, I kind of just was not meeting people regularly, and you're just like, okay, well, I have friends from college, but they're on the other side of the country. Like, I'd really like to, you know, get a glass of wine with some a girlfriend, but I don't know who to do that with. So it's challenging, and I feel you on that one for sure.
It is. We shall see. More to move real. So yes. So let's chat about some books. So tell us a couple of books that you recommend to our listeners that you may have read. You know, books that may have sparked joy in the past couple of years, you know, what has gotten you through the pandemic?
So I'll tell you, my current read right now is Accidentally Engaged by Farah Heron. And mm-hmm, I love it because it's a romantic comedy where it has like a fake engagement, but it's also a lot of bread in the book. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's about a woman who like enters a baking contest with a guy across the hall who she's sort of like betrothed to through her family, and it involves like a lot of baking. And so every time I'm reading, I'm like probably only a third of the way through right now, but I'm really enjoying it. But I'm like, I need to eat some bread. Like, I need baked goods. I'm really enjoying that. So I also just read Very Sincerely Yours by Carrie Winfrey, mm-hmm, which is a romantic comedy. And it is like, I think the perfect fall read. It's like, it's got cardigans, it's cozy, it's got like a Halloween scene. So it's the perfect fall read. I think I really enjoyed that one. So one of the books also that sparked joy for me this year was The X Talk by Rachel, mm-hmm, Lynn. I love podcasts. I love NPR. I'm like a huge nerd, and I always listen to NPR or other podcasts when I'm driving around. And so that kind of centers around two podcasters who pretend to be exes. And it's so good. It's like kind of enemies to lovers, which is like, I will eat that up every single time. So that was really enjoyable. And then I just read Dial A for Aunties by Jesse Q. Sutento. And that I think is probably maybe actually my favorite read of 2021. Mm-hmm. It is so much fun. It's like about a woman who is a photographer, and she's in this bridal business with her mom and her aunts, and it involves like a murder, and it has lots of twists and turns, but so much heart and so much humor, and like really I felt like she really struck a perfect chord of the how you can love your family and also that can be a source of so much frustration all at once. And there's a really cool romantic, like, subplot that goes on with that. So that was my favorite one. I just passed that book to my mom. All books that I like love, like that I think, oh, my mom will love this. That's like a super high compliment in my family. If I'm like, oh, here, mom, read this book. So my mom's working through it now and she loves it too. I read that one in like a day and a half. So
yep. I read that one for aunties. Like, I absolutely laugh out loud. There were like so many funny moments. It was just like so fun.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And it's, I feel like it would be hard to write something that's like so funny, but also is such a page turner, because like there's plot twists and you want to know what happens and there's kind of like a mystery. And I just thought it was so well done. I enjoyed that book so much. And I'll probably reread it because that's how much I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm like, I just love all the twists and turns. Like, what are you going to do with the body?
Yeah. I know. It's such a good question. And I was just like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens. And then I'm so excited for the sequel. I can't wait for that. So,
me too. So awesome. Tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me online. I'm on Instagram at author Carrie Ray. So it's K-E-R-R-Y-R-E-A, or my website is authorcarrieray.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Kara, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.